Good rules for living. When I was a kid growing up in the north end of Boise, Idaho, called the City of Trees, in southwestern Idaho along the banks of the Boise River, kids' places of preference in which to play and entertain themselves were tree houses built up in the major forks of a big elm, cottonwood, willow, or sycamore tree. That was as good as it got for young children. Their self-proclaimed clubhouse was more or less a true hideaway place into which they could disappear and not be seen or interrupted by anyone. It was their personal turf, so to speak, and the builders who occupied these quarters made and set all the rules of living and conduct by the members of the club or whoever else was formally invited to enter this secret place. This treehouse was indeed a special spot where the kids could meet in solemn assembly or just laugh, play games, tell stories, real or imagined, and or just fool around. As the kids, members of the special club, thought long and hard about their chosen rules of conduct, they came up with three rather perceptive ones. Number one, nobody act big. Number two, nobody act small. Number three, everybody act medium. Not bad theology. In different words, God Almighty says, in essence, the very same things. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Romans chapter 12, verse 10, English Standard Version. Or, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. English Standard Version. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. New King James Version. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. Proverbs 27, verse 2, New King James Version. Just act medium. Believable, honest, human, thoughtful, and down to earth. Regardless of your elevated position, or high pile of honors, or row of degrees, or endless lists of achievement, just stay real. Work hard at counteracting the, quote, celebrity syndrome, end quote. Junk any idea that you deserve some kind of pat on the back or engraved wristwatch for a job well done. Who did you do it for, anyway? If you did it for God, He has an infinite number of unseen ways to reward you. If you did it for man, no wonder you are clawing for glory. But it's so subtle, so easy to draw out that praise for yourself, isn't it? Especially around the house, whenever you do a few extra honeydews or earn some real brownie points with your spouse or children. There used to be a certain business firm in America that made headlines out of deflating some people's overblown egos. Its well-trained employees accepted contracts to squash fluffy cream-filled pies into the faces of various pompous individuals. In its first few months of operations, over 60 hits were made at $35 a pop. All on disbelieving, immaculately dressed, prim and proper victims. Imagine this scene. A dignified, well-tailored executive vice president waits for the elevator doors to open on the 17th floor of a high-rise office building. As he steps out of the carriage box, a stranger whips a cream pie out of a cardboard box and sploosh, giving the pie a professional twist. The hitman jumps into the elevator, headed for the main floor. There stands Vice President Schmutz, his once spotless suit, matching vest, and beautiful silk tie now dripping with chocolate cream pie goo and crust. An employee of the pie-tossing company said, quote, "A pie in the face brings man's dignity down to where it should be and puts the big guys on the same level with everyone else." End quote. Even the renowned Christian Biola College in Southern California weathered the pie-throwing rage. No one was safe from the chocolate cream gang. Neither the professors nor even the school's great-hearted president, who took it on the chin like a champ. I'd hate to think how many college presidents would have responded with their super-guarded, highly polished egos smeared with bright gold pumpkin pie and whipping cream. In about 2.5 seconds, the whole school would know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I wonder how many professors would act medium. Again, what was it the Son of David said? Quote, "Let another praise you, a stranger, and not your own lips," end quote. Meaning what? Meaning no self-reference to some enviable accomplishment. Meaning no desire to manipulate and manufacture praise. Meaning authentic surprise when applauded. Genuine, rare humility. Regardless. Like the inimitable Principal Carnes, headmaster of an English school, who was walking onto the platform in a line of dignitaries, as he stepped up, a burst of spontaneous applause rose from the audience as an expression of their appreciation. In characteristic modesty, Carnes stepped back to let the man behind him pass by as he began to applaud his colleague. He genuinely assumed the applause was for another. One final warning. Don't try to fake it. False humility smells worse than raw conceit. The answer lies not in trying to appear worthless and wormy. Folks in your own family won't fall for that. Rather, be most sensitive to the achievements, skills, and contributions of others. And say so. That's one way to serve others in love. Like Jesus Christ. Do you have the rules memorized? They're really not that difficult. Nobody act big. Nobody act small. Everybody act medium. I'd call it very wise counsel from a tree clubhouse whose membership is pretty good at practicing what it stands for and preaches. Permit me to point out that these humble and sincere people also laugh out loud whenever a selected person gets a cream pie in the kisser. Many can testify this is true. Please allow me to suggest that you begin to practice these same rules of conduct within your own household. Nothing can beat the complete trusting of one another and the love and respect that such trust surely generates. The family that grows together always stays together. Be a real man and always act like one.